The long simmering conflict in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has had a dire effect on civilians, with some 6.7 million people displaced by the end of last year. A recent explosion of violence driven by rebel militia groups has displaced another 600,000 people so far this year, and it could get worse. The United Nations Security Council heard a briefing on the situation from Bintou Keita, head of the United Nations Organization Stabilization Mission in the DRC, also known as MONUSCO. She described an alarming human rights situation as rebel groups backed by Rwanda expand their territory in the eastern part of the country. She spoke through a translator.
The human rights situation is getting much, much worse. Over the last few months, in the province of North Kivu, we've seen the highest number of human rights violations and abuses to date. These cases of serious abuses targeting civilians include summary executions, executions of over 100 people, as well as abductions and forced recruitment of young people, including children, in addition to circumscription and forced labor.
She says humanitarian access has been limited because of the violence, while other obstacles include the closure of airports and the collapse of banking in some areas. She says it's imperative that all parties silence their guns and pursue a peaceful solution.
Impunity breeds recidivism. It is therefore absolutely essential to systematically document these cases so as to guarantee that all victims get justice and reparations.
A new report on food insecurity and malnutrition, known as the IPC report, looks at how the conflict in the DRC is affecting people on the ground. Shelley Takral is the World Food Program's spokesperson in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. She spoke at a UN briefing where she said the picture is pretty bleak.
You know, they are now having to sell what little they have to find food. Many will go without food to feed their children. They're forced into malnutrition. Higher risk of disease and mortality. Let's not forget that we already have cases of Mpox, more than 80,000, and cholera, more than 7,000. Crime has reached an alarming level. We have seen that security has just paralyzed the local economy.
The World Food Program's Director of Food Security and Nutrition Analysis, Jean-Martin Bauer, says 27.7 million people in the DRC are facing acute food insecurity, the highest number on record in the country.
Unfortunately, the situation is too common. The number one cause for acute food insecurity worldwide is conflict. Worldwide, you've got 343 million people who are facing acute food insecurity. 60% of them are in fragile contexts. Places like the DRC, places like Haiti, where there is a potential for agriculture, but where violence unfortunately disrupts markets and throws people into a situation of vulnerability. This is, again, what hunger is like in our day and age.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.